Hey everyone, I'm your host Jibo, and this is It Never Ends, Part 9. I've covered American Horror Story before, but here's something I didn't show. In the movie Paul, which I also covered, you can see the one eye over and over again, proving that all of this is intentional. In this picture, you can see the man on the right showing the Masonic Master of the Second Veil hand sign. Simon Pegg, an actor that plays a role in this movie, can be seen doing the same. Not to mention Jason Bateman. He did it twice in the film. Sigourney Weaver also starred in this movie, and I've covered her for doing this Masonic hand sign. One thing I didn't mention, though, is the fact that she's wearing cheetah print. Could this relate to Egypt? Could this be why they all show it? I mean, come on now. Maybe this is why they showed Comic-Con in the film. In this particular scene, you can see this fireworks company, named after Lucifer. Could this be why the one eye is shown all throughout the film? I believe so, because at the very end, when they take a group photo, Paul the alien is the only one showing the one eye. We also see in this film lightning bolts, which is something I'll cover very soon, in another part. Why does this guy show the Masonic hand sign? Could it relate to the rose tattoo on his arm? The clock actually appears to be an all-seeing eye. Could this be why this film promoted it? Why did Richard Dawson have an album with the letter X as the cover? Does it relate to this hand sign Philip Bailey is showing? Again and again, I'm showing you the truth. If you can't see it, then that's on you. Did you know that Billie Eilish dated Jesse Rutherford? He can be seen here with an all-seeing eye on his neck, as well as roses on his chest. Could this be why both him and Billy promote the themes of possession? Larry June, who I've covered before, can be seen again doing the one eye here. He actually performed in San Francisco at a Masonic auditorium. Here's a picture of him performing. Former President Barack Obama, who I've covered before, can be seen here at a Masonic temple in California. I found this tarot reader on TikTok who has a butterfly with roses tattooed. When I asked her if she had an all-seeing eye, she said this.
Actually I do, in the back.
Queen Nefertiti of Egypt, who I've shown throughout my research, was a partner to Pharaoh Akhenaten. He could be seen here doing the hand sign of Osiris. They formed a cult that worshipped the sun god, known as the Aten. Rasheed Wallace has a tattoo of this on him. As you can see, everything I'm showing you is undeniable. Let's continue. The concept of lizard people is apparently a conspiracy, but ancient Egyptians very much so believed in these beings. From Nehebko to Wajet and Kabachet, these deities are very real, and the fact that all of these celebrities have Egyptian symbolism relating to them makes all of this much more questionable. Apep is another Egyptian deity showcasing the same serpent symbolism. Maybe this is why rapper Lil Uzi Vert has a cobra tattoo on his chest. I believe the mummies in Egypt relate to the skeleton symbolism we've been seeing. It also could represent the afterlife as well. Regardless, Egypt is everywhere. From Thoth to Sashat being with Horus, these deities are all over and they're real. Tefnut is an Egyptian deity symbolized with a cat. Memphis Depay, who I've covered before for having wings on his neck, has a Nefertiti tattoo on his leg. He also has an Isis tattoo, an Anubis tattoo that's hard to see, and a few roses that I didn't cover before. From Johnny Edlin having a Nefertiti tattoo, to Lil Skies and Tupac Shakur. This stuff is no joke. Juliet Sims has an Isis tattoo, and Rihanna, who I've covered before for having an Isis tattoo, has a tattoo of Nefertiti. As I keep saying, it never ends.